Today's episode is going to be so amazing because we are actually going to be rethinking Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde gets a bad rap. We're going to rethink it today and really think about what if it's not something to fear, but something that was actually good for you. And no, I'm not talking about that unexpected ex that seems to come out of the woodwork during Mercury retrograde. Maybe that's not the positive. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, aka The Rich Witch Next Door, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. So let's talk about first, what is Mercury retrograde really? Because I think it just gets thrown out, but not a lot of people actually know what it is. So let me just describe to you, let's geek out for a second. Because Mercury retrograde doesn't really mean the planet is moving backward, but when you hear retrograde, it does mean that it appears Mercury is moving backwards. What does that actually mean? What does that actually mean? Well, what's happening is Mercury's orbit is faster than Earth's. So there are a few times a year that it appears to move backwards from our perspective, right? So here on Earth, it looks like Mercury's moving backwards, when in reality, it is not. It's kind of like when you're on a train and another one passes you. It feels like it's going backwards, even though it's not. That is Mercury retrograde, literally retrograde in motion, okay? Now, astrology, because there are astrological implications, certainly. Mercury rules all things communication, travel, technology, information processing. So no wonder we have those technological glitches, or like me trying to record this podcast. There were a couple of times when it just didn't want to do it. Why? Mercury retrograde. I don't know. But all that to say is when Mercury goes retrograde, all of these areas, communication, travel, technology, information processing, are up for review. It is like the universe is putting parts of our life under a microscope. And it's really a good time for that inner reflection. It's not meant to be a bad thing. It's here to help you clean things up. It's here to help you revisit, revise, realign. Not a bad thing, but sure does get a bad rap. Now, if you think about it this way, Mercury retrograde, it's kind of like a cosmic quality control and an inner guidance compass, if you will, of let's look at our communication, our relationships, our boundaries. Let's revisit and revise what's no longer serving us. And in a way of showing us things that truly need our attention. Now, yes, there are those common things like the tech glitches I mentioned. Another really big one is miscommunication and delays. So miscommunication, of course, if Mercury rules communication, hello, retrograde, there's going to be a miscommunication, which is why I think a lot of times it gets a bad rap. Technology, miscommunication, delays. I actually, though, love Mercury retrograde. Yes, that's right. I love Mercury retrograde. And I just want to debunk this fear narrative because I cannot tell you how many people come into my DMs during Mercury retrograde and are like, oh my gosh, am I not supposed to start anything? Should I not sign a contract? Or a few weeks ago before it started said I was going to do yoga teacher training, but like now should I not make the payment? Because then that's me committing and la, 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 la. Okay, you guys. Oh, no. Whew, that was exhausting. And that was only like a 30-second thing right there. Mercury retrograde, the reason we blame it is that it's kind of allowing us to stay in victim mode instead of, wait, what is this trying to show me? How is this supposed to align? And that includes, Yes, you can absolutely pay that yoga teacher training. It does not mean you can't do anything. Instead, let me put it to you this way. The reason I love Mercury retrograde so much is I like to think of it as a slingshot. I like to think of the beginning of Mercury retrograde is it's pulling me back, and then it slingshots me forward after I've done that inner work, that inner reflection. And the thing is, as long as something's in alignment for you and it's for your best good, it doesn't matter when you do it. I would suggest, though, and I'm going to talk about this in a little bit, what I would suggest, though, is to double, triple check any contracts you're signing, anything that's a big decision. Don't make them based on emotion or on a whim. Really take your time with it and make sure it's in alignment for you. Doesn't mean you can't make a decision, though, during Mercury retrograde. Oh my gosh, that would be like such a waste of time. Instead, think of it as that slingshot and making sure things are aligned for you, for your highest good. And I just want to emphasize that this energy of Mercury retrograde is truly sacred. It is such a time for us to slow down and realign and really reevaluate. And when we think about it from that perspective, why then would we think it's bad? Right? You can't really get to your next level self if you're not willing to do some of that work. Mercury retrograde, it just brings it up a little bit more. It just puts it right in your face. And this is why I really actually believe that it's a good thing. I mean, you could even think of it like an inner work portal. Ooh, yeah. Inner work portal. Ideal time for any type of up-leveling, personal development, energetic healing, journaling, revisiting, shadow work, anything you've been ignoring or kind of putting on the back burner. I've had a lot of people coming to me, clients, around their spiritual awakening and this fear of being seen and judged. I've also had clients coming to me around self-sabotage and imposter syndrome. That's because this is an ideal inner work portal to begin that process or finish it, depending on where you're at. I also think it's a good thing because it is so good for perspective shifting. If you have been in this spiral mode and Mercury retrograde shows you, you know, a miscommunication with someone, instead of really spiraling, you can actually have a conversation with that person and or reflect back, what was it that made me say this or do this, or how do I think that was coming across from them to me? And thinking about how you could reframe or find new meanings, or perhaps be shown some things you need to release and let go of. Ooh, now that's a good perspective shift. It's also really good because it's like energetic cleanup. It's like we get spring cleaning 3 to 4 times a year, which yes, that does seem like a lot, but I'm telling you, clearing clutter brings in so much abundance, so much magnetism, so much goodness. So if we have this energetic cleanup, I mean, I'm talking like physical, emotional, digital, relationships, communication, whew, it's going to feel real, real good. And I like to think of it even this way. So it's no secret, I am calling in my person. I'm calling in my beloved. And when I think about that, that's going to take inner work, which I've done. I've done the inner work of really discovering that I need to love myself first, right? Not these guys with their gaslighting and the things. Ugh, no thank you. And I've really been able to shift my perspective from what I thought my life should be, and I'm putting that in air quotes, should be, and instead I'm embracing how amazing my life is right now and how I do not need that person, but how great it'll be when I get to share this with them. And also, I get to clear. That means going through Facebook or my phone contacts and deleting things I don't need. People that I maybe went on one date with, why are they in my phone? That's taking up space. That's clutter. We don't like it. It's allowing me to also go into my emotions about what do I want my relationship to look like and feel like? Like, how do I want that space to be safe and fun and supportive, like all the things? And Mercury retrograde, great time to do that. Great time to do that. Also, realigning with your purpose, I think is a really big one. I think that's a really big one. It's It's a great time to revisit your goals and intentions, your spiritual practices. Maybe you've fallen off your spiritual practices, or maybe you've wanted spiritual practices, but you've never actually had them. And so this realignment could be, what could that look like for you? Is it journaling? Is it meditating? Is it gratitude work? Is it saying, hey, Emily, I'm ready to come hire you as my spiritual coach? Come DM me. Perhaps I have space in something I'm doing, whether it's group coaching program or one-on-one coaching or VIP breakthrough day. But that spiritual practice to help you to put that into place and to help you realign to your goals and intentions so that they're for your highest good. And absolutely a good guy is that this is a communication reset. It invites us to slow down and speak with intention and not reaction. So instead of flying off the handle, or instead of misinterpreting what someone says, taking a beat and truly listening and being the witness instead of the reactor. Ooh, that is so powerful. And it's so powerful when you do that at any point in time. So, so powerful. Now, this is how I like to work with Mercury retrograde. Like I said, I love it. I love that slingshot. I love that it brings me back and propels me forward at warp speed. Yes, yes, yes. So some of the things I'll do during Mercury retrograde, depending on which one, I don't necessarily do all of these, but I will do some breath work. I will meditate. I do that all the time. Actually, meditation for me is, ooh, it's so good. Unplugging. Unplugging is a really big one too, especially in our society where it's, you know, Netflix binges and doom scrolling. Like, how can I unplug and be more present and do things that I truly enjoy? You could journal. In fact, you know what? I'm going to give you a couple journal prompts right now. You can press pause if you want to go and get your notebook. But here are a couple of journal prompts I think would be really helpful that I have certainly used myself. One, what's resurfacing that needs closure? Is it that ex that just came back? Interesting. What closure do you need from that? What is resurfacing? Where am I being asked to slow down? And what am I being prepared to launch forward into after this? Ooh, so good. You can also do energy clearing, cord cutting, sound baths. Maybe you come to one of my Reiki infused sound baths. I don't know. Rest. Crafting. I literally had the girls over because we did a craft night. We were making friendship bracelets. I definitely picked one that was too hard though, so I'm gonna have to come back to that. But the other thing of how I like to work with it is intentional reflection, being the witness, and really reevaluating and realigning for my highest good. I would love you guys, come and DM me. What practices are you using? Or are you going to try some of these? How do they feel? Come and let me know over on Instagram or TikTok at The Rich Witch Next Door. Now, that's not it, though. We're not done with Mercury retrograde. I could have like 10 episodes about this, but I wanted to keep it concise for you guys because we're in the middle of Mercury retrograde right now. Here are five things to not do during Mercury retrograde. I get that question a lot. What should I not do? Okay. Now, don't make major tech or communication decisions in a rush. Okay. That means you can still make decisions. You can still make communication, contract, starting something new. But don't do it in a rush, meaning avoid signing your contracts or buying those expensive electronics or, you know, launching something new unless you've triple checked everything. It doesn't mean you can't. It just means triple check everything. That's all. Slow down. Make sure that everything is good. You can sign things if you must. Just make sure that you are really reading, triple checking. That's all. Doesn't mean you cannot. I know that there are some spiritual advisors out there who really firmly believe that you should not sign a single contract during Mercury retrograde. I think that's a little intense, a little insanity, and a little fear-mongering. And I don't have time for it, quite honestly, because sometimes in life you're going to have to sign a contract, whether you're in Mercury retrograde or the shadow period, which is the 1 to 2 weeks on either side of it. I'm telling you, that takes up almost the whole year. What do you tell me you're not signing contracts? Bogus. It's going to happen, you guys. It's just all about slowing down and really feeling in your body. Is this the right move for me? Oh, yes, it is. Okay. Let me triple check. Yep, I'm good. Make the move. OK, Okay. Number two, don't react. Reflect first. Very, very important. Because Mercury rules communication, people tend to pop off or take things the wrong way. We don't need to. We can only control ourselves and how we react. And how we react should be to reflect first. So don't send that spicy text or that dramatic email without sitting with it first and making sure. Maybe you got to sleep on it. I don't know. I would also say that retrograde is not a time to burn bridges unless you're absolutely sure that you never want to rebuild them. Meaning if your ex comes back in the picture and that's showing you something that you need to have some closure on, burn that bridge down. Light it on fire. In fact, I'd recommend you don't even reply. Anyways, that's a whole different episode though, right? What to do with those exes. Number three, don't start something brand new without inner alignment. I pretty much just talked about this, but I think it's really important, whether it's new relationships, businesses, projects, they may not stick unless the foundation is solid. Meaning you need to make sure, pause, be the witness, feel into your body. Is this the right move for me? Does this feel right? Is this an immediate yes? Or is it an I don't know? Then there's ways to ask for clarification with your spirit team, your guides. You can ask me. You can ask your oracle or tarot deck. There's ways, right? You are being asked to not necessarily build on nothing, but you're to make sure that your foundations are solid so that these things can come in. Does that make sense? I think so. Number four. Don't assume everything going wrong is a bad sign. Sometimes that flight delay, that tech glitch, or ghosting, that is actually redirection. And it is actually showing you something. And I actually find that to be a beautiful thing. That delay, there's still so much that we can recognize in a delay. Yeah, when my flight's delayed, yeah, I'm not ecstatic about it. However, what that flight delay allows me to do is to realize, wait, I'm still grateful though that I'm going to get home. I'm going to get home safely. And you know what? I'm kind of glad I had that delay because they needed to check the engine or some button somewhere. But thinking about how I can be grateful about those and what is that delay allowing me to do? Oh, it's allowing me to have a little time, a little more me time. Maybe I'm at the airport. Maybe I'm getting a glass of wine. Maybe I'm answering client stuff. And it really just, I want to invite you to notice and see what you can shift when these quote unquote wrong things happen, like when bad things happen. There's always a reason. And the last one I'll leave you with is don't resist the pause. Do not. We are so ingrained in hustle culture, but Mercury retrograde is the opposite. It is not hustle energy. It's almost like hermit, healer, high priestess energy. Take a beat. Do not force your clarity. Don't force. Oh, honey. She's like, don't you force that. Mm-mm. Let it come in the quiet, in the stillness. And as I've said so many times on this episode already, be the witness. Be the witness. And I'll leave you with this because I wanted this to be a little bit shorter of an episode so that you guys can get through it quickly because we're in Mercury retrograde. Don't fear Mercury retrograde. Use it. Let it be your spiritual slingshot. Let it propel you forward at warp speed. And I invite you to, again, go over, DM me on Instagram or TikTok at The Rich Witch Next Door, and let me know, how is this Mercury retrograde for you? What are you working through? What are you being the witness to? And if you need that additional support, I am here for you always. Come DM me and I'll see what is available for you, to you, what would be for your best, highest good. Until next time, that's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at The Rich Witch Next Door so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.